the Jurgens Journal featuring Walter Winchell. Mr. Winchell, whose famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and other newspapers with more than 25 million readers, is brought to you by Jurgens, the lotion for soft, smooth, romantic hands. Trust the makers of Jurgens lotion to bring you real beauty news. It's their new cosmetic, Jurgens Twin Makeup, favorite of Broadway beauties.
How exciting. This perfect shade match of cake makeup and powder makes me twice as lovely.
So said enchanting Jean Sorensen of Broadway's famous Latin Quarter. Yes, Twin Makeup means twice the loveliness instantly. Brings you skin-smoothing Jurgens makeup cake plus matching Jurgens velvetized powder, both in one box. $2 value for only $1. An exclusive creation by Jurgens beauty experts for complexion glamour not possible with cake or powder alone. 6 shade pairs in Jurgens Twin Makeup. Check first with Jurgens powder, 10 or 25 cent sizes, for your shade. Then, like Broadway stars, get this perfect for you shade in Jurgens Twin Makeup for a twice as lovely look. Now to the editorial room of the Jurgens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America. By shortwave overseas, let's go to press. Flash. Manila. General MacArthur reports a new and spectacular victory for the Australians in Borneo. They have just captured Mount Battochampa, a very important Japanese fort. Brussels. King Leopold is a king without a country tonight. He has refused to abdicate, but just announced that he will not return to Belgium. Washington, D.C. Mr. James Barnes, until this week a secretary at the White House, became a bridegroom for the second time today. His bride is Mrs. Betty Smith. They were married at Warrenton, Virginia, a few hours ago. Leo, Hollywood columnists are trying to check the New York rumors tonight that Myrna Loy, the star, may not marry Captain Gene Markey because of Colonel Alan Mickle. Hollywood, California. Buddy Rich, the star drummer in the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, and lovely Jean Sutherland, a Dixie darling, will elope to Las Vegas, Nevada at midnight tonight. The bride-to-be is from Washington, D.C., and was born at Romney, West Virginia. Portland, Oregon. Carolyn Burke, the actress and the daughter of a Portland, Oregon department store owner, will be married in the fall. The groom-to-be is Naval Lieutenant Cyrus M. Adler, wealthy Chicagoan and owner of the Planetarium. New York City. Ex-Senator Robert R. Reynolds and his American Nationalist Party will be thoroughly debunked again this week. The Scripps Howard chain of newspapers tomorrow will start Eugene Siegel's exciting expose in 20 American cities. Jacksonville, Florida. Many letters and telegrams sent by officers and enlisted personnel stationed at the Navy Air Base at Jacksonville, Florida, complained to me that while they sweltered all week in the heat, 200 electric fans were given to German prisoners of war. Behind the international front, New Delhi, India. Admiral Mountbatten is closing in on Singapore, waist deep in the waterlogged rice fields. His jungle troops have cut Japanese communications in the north. The British East Indies battle fleet is standing off Singapore with orders to accept general action. The Japanese admiral, to date, has refused battle. Paris. The big three meeting at Potsdam will be a tremendous success. Generalissimo Stalin has told a high-ranking member of the church that he, Stalin, wants to settle all problems fairly and peacefully. Note, in spite of interfering politicians. Chongqing. Stalin and Dr. Song of China have reached deep understanding on China's problems, if not immediate solution. Tokyo is diplomatically frantic tonight. Athens, Greece. A three-way showdown is due in Greece between Stalin, Churchill, and Tito. All cards will be on the table at Potsdam. That means, ladies and gentlemen, that all fingers will again be on the triggers at Athens. Washington. Mysterious activity has started in the capital to urge American owners of German bonds to ask for a soft peace. Leading the list are names of several leading New York bankers. They will be asked to spearhead the soft peace drive. Senator Gilgore, a wonderful senator, has warned that the Nazis have plans for the next world war and that Germany today is stronger than it was in 1920. Mercy to a Nazi means murder for your son in 1965. Washington. United States Senator Carter Glass of Virginia, a grand old man at 87, who has not attended a session of Congress, they say, for more than 3 years, will be asked to resign by John Luck Green, the treasurer of Arlington, Virginia, who says that he will request the Court of Appeals at Richmond, Virginia, to declare Glass's Senate seat vacant. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. United States, and all labor unions. This newspaper man and radio commentator, Walter Winchell, has criticized big businessmen such as Mr. Sewell Avery of Montgomery Ward for defying the government in time of war. I have also criticized railroad executives and railroads when they bucked the government. Therefore, this is to criticize a labor group in New York City, the newspaper Deliveryman's Union. Mayor LaGuardia of New York has called their strike of 2 weeks, quotes, a stubborn, idiotic defiance of government, end quotes. Mr. and Mrs. America, on Okinawa, Guam, or Guadalcanal, such defiance of the government would be called treason. The Americans who are fighting in the Pacific are bravely dying and in agony for the same government that this labor union disregards. The least, I think, that these newspaper deliverers can and should do is help distribute the casualty lists of the Americans who are dying to support the government that this union defies. The New York and Washington ticker. Contrary to general belief, President Truman is taking advice from many Democratic leaders with a grain of salt. Washington. President Truman's strengthening of his cabinet is preliminary to placing all government agencies under the cabinet. Washington. A general shakeup of American ambassadors is due after the return of the president. In my opinion, this expected shakeup is long overdue. The Democratic big city bosses of New York are ready to fight it out with labor. This means that Mr. Truman must settle the fight or the next president will be a Republican. Washington. Last Sunday night, I reported that Secretary of War Stimson's resignation would take place this week. I am now told that it will be delayed until the president returns. Mr. Stimson, ladies and gentlemen, is not too well and needs a rest, but he has done a very fine job in this war. San Diego. One of the rumors of tonight, an unconfirmed rumor, concerns Jimmy Roosevelt, one of the sons of the late president. Jimmy Roosevelt, they say, may be persuaded to run for governor of California. A reporter's report to the nation. Debunking the bunk department. New York. The house located at 14 East 71st Street, New York City, was purchased a few months ago by the so-called Viking Fund Incorporated. The New York Times reported that it is an endowed foundation, quote, engaged in scientific research, end quotes. Well, is that so? And what else is it? I charge here and now, ladies and gentlemen, that Hermann Goering's pal, Axel Wenner-Gren, actually created this so-called fund, this so-called Viking Fund Incorporated. I also charge that this chum of the big-shot Nazis gave big money to it and was the brains behind it. Axel Wenner-Gren's corporations are now on the American and British blacklists. Therefore, how can this pal of Nazis be allowed to establish or give money to anything in the United States? Just who in Washington permits this? And does he really think that he can get away with it while some of us have a microphone? Omaha, Nebraska. This reporter recently stated over the air that charges would be made about the sale of the Nebraska Power Company in Omaha. Various executives of the SEC in Omaha and in Washington, along with my own editor in Omaha, reported that Winchell's story was not true, etc. That was about a month ago. This week, the United Press revealed that a congressman in the House of Representatives had charged swindle in the sale of Nebraska Power. In short, the United Press confirmed another Winchell exclusive of a month earlier as usual. I did not and do not state that there was any swindle in this deal. I merely reported first that there would be a big to-do about it, which my own paper in Omaha laughed at on its front page, and with a paper shortage, no less. As did some SEC officials at Washington. Oh, boy, we sure do have some dopey editors in Omaha, Nebraska. Washington. And here is the bunk of the month. You may recall, ladies and gentlemen, that Senator Eastland of Mississippi recently openly charged that French Negro soldiers had attacked and ravaged German women in the subway at Stuttgart, Germany. The army immediately denied it. It may be true for all I know, Senator. I really don't know whether there was any ravaging or anything like that. But this is to debunk one part of the statement that it happened in the Stuttgart, Germany subway. Ladies and gentlemen, and Senator Eastland of Mississippi, Stuttgart, Germany, has no subway. And now, Mr. Jim Bannon and company for Jergens, the gem of the lotions. I'll be back in a flash.
Here is Miss Sally Andrews, Jergens beauty consultant, full of shopping news.
I have been shopping, Jim. And you should see the crowds around perfume counters. Lots of men from overseas are coming home. And I guess the girls want to be specially nice to come home to.
So, did you see crowds buying Jergens lotion, too, Sally?
Now, Jim, if a girl is smart, she already has Jergens lotion. She uses Jergens all the time for nice, smooth hands. You know, young wives of Army and Navy men use Jergens lotion nearly 3 to 1.
For hands of welcome home softness, Sally?
I think so, Jim. And they're right to use Jergens.
Oh, yes, it's like professional hand care when you use Jergens lotion regularly.
It's the hand care the Hollywood stars use. 7 to 1.
That's true. You see, two ingredients in this lovely lotion are so notable for skin smoothing and softening, they're just what many doctors order. Easy to use, no disagreeable oiliness, no stickiness. Like so many other loved and loving women, for the dearest soft hands, use this famous Jergens lotion. Now back to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Attention, Los Angeles. The patriotic people of Los Angeles are staging a very great, big rally next Friday night, July the 20th, at the Olympic Auditorium at 8 p.m. That's 8 p.m. next Friday night, the 20th, at the Olympic Auditorium. Please be there, not only to see many Hollywood stars, but to convince a notorious rabble-rouser who holds a meeting the very same night in L.A. that there are more of you than him. And now to beat the red hand around the clock. Attention, chorus girls, especially in New York City. The USO camp shows want 200 chorus girls at once to dance in redeployment areas in this country, not overseas. Top salaries will be paid. Please apply next Thursday and Friday at 4 p.m. to Mr. H. Krivit, USO Workshop, 102 West 39th Street, New York City. USO Workshop, 102 West 39th Street, New York City. Attention bookstores. You will be getting heavy orders for 2 new books due for release this week, or at least by July the 30th. The title of one of these surefire bestsellers is Time Bomb. The publisher is Arco. The other bestseller is titled Spies and Traitors of World War II, published by Prentice Hall. Americans probably will find the names and the lowdown, the very, very low, low, down, down, of some of their neighbors in both books. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another edition of the Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who passes this along to President Truman. Napoleon proved that you cannot take the Russians by steel. Hitler proved that you cannot take the Russians by storm. Therefore, somebody ought to try just taking the Russians as friends. Good night.
And now, Sally Andrews again.
I'm impressed, Jim. How many particular women keep Jergens lotion in the kitchen?
They probably know Jergens helps protect their hands against roughness.
Yes, but the kitchen bottle is usually an extra bottle kept convenient for regular hand care. Many attractive women use Jergens lotion to help keep their arms, elbows, and legs smooth, too.
So wise of them. Simple to use, Jergens leaves none of that oiliness, no stickiness. 10 cents to $1 plus tax for this greatly the favorite lotion. Just always use Jergens lotion. Next week, another edition of the Jergens Journal with Walter Winchell. And now be sure to remain tuned to the Woodbury Double Feature Program with Luella Parsons and Hollywood Mystery Time, which follows immediately. This is Jim Bannon speaking.
This is the American Broadcasting Company.